Yerushalmi Pei, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Nun Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vav and Beis at the Mishnah. Ein Megalgalim B'Tefiach, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, one may not spray water on the field before the poor have come to collect the leket, as it damages them when they come to the field. The Chacham Matirim B'Pnei She'efsha. Chacham say it's permitted, as he can pay them for the damage. The Gemara says, Tani, Amarabit Sadeu, Achela Yorat, Ha'oni Lesecha, Emezikai, Muba al, Hezeka, Muba al Shel Oni, Mutter, Vimhezeka Oni, Muba al Sheloi, Asa. The Baisa says, one who waters his field before the poor pass through it, if his damage, means if he wouldn't water, is more than that of the poor if he does water, then it's permitted. If the damage of the poor if he waters is more than his damage if he wouldn't water, then it's prohibited. Yubida says, either way, the owner should collect the leket and place it on the fence, and the poor should come and take it. Machafa should say to Yubida, Tamanu oimek shemshu meidol b'shaloi, kenhu meidol b'shal aniyim, v'acha amahachin. The question is, the opinion of Yubida seems to have switched. There, in the seventh parak, Yubida said that it's permitted to pull out vines in order to improve those that remain, even though a portion that would have gone to the poor is being lost. However, here he said that the owner must leave the poor's portion on the fence for them, and he may not waste it. Taman heim gom uladzman v'leibo b'amhacha harei bo. The answer is there, he'd first waited for the poor to be able to pass, so that it's permitted. But here, even if they would have tried to come and take, they would not have been able to do so. Machafa shidsin d'rabonon, taman inun amrin im hezekoi m'ruba shel oni v'ache inun amrin hachin. Again, another question is that the opinion of Rabbanon seemed to have switched. The Rabbanon said in the Baisa earlier that if the damage caused to the owner, if he would not water, is greater than the damage done to the poor when he does water, he may water. But in our Mishnah, they always permit him to water. Taman I efshe b'ram hacha efshe. The answer is, in the Baisa, it's impossible to avoid damages since a large quantity of water is used. But here, it's possible to avoid damages since water is merely sprayed. V'ha'ab meya amma im megalgalim v'shamman even though Reb Meir taught in the Mishnah that one may not spray, he may deduct his resultant loss from the portion of the poor. And even though the Rabbanon allow him to spray, he must reimburse the poor for their loss. Well, lemihu mashal. And the question is, which poor people does he pay? And Reb Yonah l'aniyei oisa ha'ir, it's the poor of that city, says Reb Yonah. So lo kein ma'an and amrin, because what would you have said otherwise? And Reb Chiya ba'ada, the Melesadin Nitzacha, Rav Chiya Ba'ada says that it's to teach that in Beis Din, the poor can force the owner to pay.